And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with South Loup head football coach Matt Jagler, who joins us. Well, Coach, first off, congratulations on a great start, starting 3-0. Just looking at it from afar, been very solid in your first three games. Your impressions of the start to the season?
Yeah, it has been good. You know, last week we really think we took a stride even farther. That game didn't really show how that score didn't show the game really. I know it was we blew them out, but they made us work for everything. They were tough defensively, and we found out areas where we need to improve. It was a really good game for us to have. The start of the season has been great.
As we think about this week's matchup, you get Sandhill-Setford. It's a big game. Can you just talk about the excitement of playing in a big game? I'm sure you're kind of feeling it as you prepare this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is as big as it's like a playoff game, that's for sure. And to be our first district game, you know, the kids are excited. It is homecoming week, so that adds more to it. And, it's odd to have a game this big this early.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also a good thing, too. So we get ready for it. And, you know, we're ready.
Jag, talk a little bit about the battle that's going to happen in the trenches. I know that you are very big on your offensive line. You want to establish the running game. They kind of want to do the same type of thing. Can you just talk about that battle in the trenches this Friday and how important it'll be?
Yeah, it's going to be a battle. That's just it. Both sides of the ball, defensive lines, offensive lines, are very good. You know, and I think whoever can come out and establish the run, that will be a very big key point into the game.
Obviously, I think we think about the possibility of a close game, and I know when you're talking about that, special teams and turnovers always seem to come into play sometimes in games such as this. Talk a little bit about your special teams, Jag. I mean, sometimes that's an area of the game that we don't talk a lot about, but just talk about that through the first three games for you.
We've had our ups and downs, special teams-wise. You're trying to get people some rest on the special teams, but sometimes you got to be careful that you don't go down too far. You know, and like I said, in games like this, it is going to be huge. So we're really going to try to load up our special teams this week. We've done a lot of work so far. We got more work to do with them, but, you know, that's one thing you just can't overlook, and we need to be ready on that side of the ball also.
Coach, what about the defensive side of the ball? We look at numbers and we see what you've been able to do offensively, but you put together some pretty impressive numbers defensively. Talk about that side of the ball. Are you happy with where your defense is at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think so. And last week really showed it. You know, I think we held them to 67 total yards. They had two first downs maybe. But defensively, you know, our kids would rather play defense than offense.
Hmm.
And they take pride in their defense. We always have here. And so the first three games, after the first game, the Elm Creek game, you know, we had found our holes in our defense and we fixed that. And so the last two games have been lights out defense.
Hard to believe. This like marks the midway point of the regular season. I can't believe we're already to this point. But since we are, Coach, what about is there an area that you have seen the most improvement, say, from week one?
I think the biggest area, I don't know if it's such an area, but our depth.
Mm.
You know, our depth is really – so we're basically playing 14 kids. And if anyone needs a break, we can sub someone in, and we don't drop off. You know, last week we played a game without our starting center and starting nose guard. Brought in two kids, filled in the whole game, and we didn't miss a beat. That's what I think the biggest thing is, the depth that we have added, and all around depth has really helped us.
Well, Coach, let's talk about your opponent now specifically. You get Sandhill-Setford on Friday night. You guys know you've played each other in the past. You know each other. Just talk about your preparation for them and what are going to be the keys.
Yeah, they're a very good team. You know, I've watched too much film, I think, this week. they do a lot of good things. We have to try to contain the Cox kid. I don't think you can ever stop him. We just have to limit his big plays. Everyone needs to know their assignments. Everyone needs to do their jobs on every play. You know, it's really going to test our defense, and so we just need to be ready and get aligned and communicate.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thanks, Brent, and thanks for coverage.
Coach Matt Jagler joining us on our pregame show.